Kenny, in terms of that tonight, it's all about the result, I take it, in cup football, but what do you think of that performance?
I thought it was a gritty performance. It was one that we deserved to win, just about, I think. I think Liam would say that. But, you know, it was a game that was a cup tie, and it was frenetic at times, and it lacked the quality that we would normally produce. And we showed different qualities, and we dug in there to get a result. We fought it out, and young Eddie came off the bench and scored the winner, which was pleasing. We lost two players tonight, so I don't know who we'll have for next week.
Mm-hmm. Can I just ask you about that, Kenny? Dean looked to be hobbling badly, come off.
Dean's got a broken foot. I'm sure he has. It's swollen up like a balloon, and he couldn't get his boot off, practically. Mm-hmm. And young Ali's got... could be a collarbone injury. I'm not an expert. It looks something like that.
Okay. And generally speaking, in terms of the performance, Kenny, you were happy enough given the programme you've had recently?
Very happy with the performance because we've kept a clean sheet. We've reduced the opportunities of the opponent. We nullified them where they hurt us the last time. So that's progress. And I have to say that... it was a collective performance, and we showed good energy within the performance.
Yeah, and the fans got behind you at the end there, Kenny. Really lifted the team the second half.
They did lift us, yeah, they did. We need more. We need more people here, and hopefully a good draw in the quarterfinals would get a good crowd here.
Yeah, and positive signs now for the running.
Yeah, definitely. We were in two cups, and there's nobody else in the Premier League can say that.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thank you.
Here comes Lennon, who's been quite vocal in the midfield. Plays a quick 1-2 with Clifford. Great sliding tackle coming in for McInniff the side. And brilliant is Ben Fiskin skipping away from two challenges. They launch himself into the St. Pat's half. Go full distance. And the ball has been saved by Clark, sending it out for a corner kick.
Brilliant bit of play by Ben Fiskin. Just an individual intercepted the ball in his own half. Sprinting 30, 40 yards with it. Slipped past Kevin Toner and drove it from about 20 yards. To be fair, it was an easy enough save for the goalkeeper. But really enterprising.
Ronan Hale touches off now. McDonough comes off the right hand side, straight into the centre with the ball on his feet. Puts through Armack and F in the 18 yard box. It goes for a goal and it's been saved by the knees of Brendan Clark. The best effort we've had this game so far, and we are 37 minutes gone, still scoreless.
That's good. That's a cross coming in again.
A cross may come in here from McCarty, but instead it goes backwards to Rory Hale. Rory Hale winds up for a shot from distance, and that's pushed over the bar by Brendan Clark. Two efforts there in the space of 30 seconds. Still 0-0.
And the first one came as a result. The man we spoke about earlier on, Jamie McDonough, driving forward, cutting from the right-hand side across, and put a lovely ball inside, on the inside right position to Armack. Unfortunately for Derek, it was probably...
Played back at the centre by Clifford, who gives it back to Toner. And now here comes Jamie McDonough, getting in there ahead of Clark. Sprints forward into the St. Pat's half, now in line with the 18-yard box. Swings it in towards Roy, who touches it back for Dean Shields, who doesn't get the full power on it. Fisk attempt, the shot is blocked. Second shot coming in there from Hale, and there's call for a corner kick, and that's exactly the way it's going to be. First touch now for Arne Spillane. Spillane looks up along the ground, sends it over to the right hand side to Ronan Hale. Hale from distance goes for a shot, and that's a bit of an artificial daisy cutter as it comes straight to the chest and hands of Brenton Clark.
That was hugely ambitious. I think it was, you know, required a bit of composure, keep the game, keep the danger in, keep the ball live. I think he went for an ambitious one. If it goes in, the one out of 100 that goes in, looks great.
That's right hand side, but it's Madden now who's going to marshal it back to his goalkeeper Clark on the right foot. He hastily sends it straight towards the centre circle. It's headed behind by Seaborn, but it's in nodded forward by McDonough. And now Derry City in possession on the right wing with Rory Haley, who plays a beautiful through ball into the 18 yard box. Dean McInniff, who plays a shot across the face of goal, but it goes past the outstretched hand of Brenton Clark and out for a corner.
No, it's a goal kick. I think that was a great run.
Sorry, goal kick, sorry.
That was a good run from Aaron McInniff, and that's the tables turned. Midfielders don't like running with runners, and if Aaron McInniff runs in behind the back four of Pats, no, it's a hard
job. His way towards Fisk. Fisk tried to dart his way into the Pats half, but luckily Ronan Hayes kept the momentum going on the spleen. Spleen at the edge of the 18. Plays it off to Dalap, and Dalap has scored! Oh, wait. It is, it's a goal, the goal stands, Dalap scores for Derry City after the ball was played under the centre. He clashes with Kevin Toner on the way, but as he manages to get a hard touch, it goes past Brendan Clark into the back of the net. It is finally Derry City 1, St. Patrick's Athletic.
Dean, you're looking at one happy man there.
You've been dying for this.
Eddie Dalap scored, and he was absolutely delighted for him and his mother. His mother goes, I hope she's here tonight. She goes to all his matches. That's his first goal for Derry City. I got a ball from McLean, looked like it broke down, Delap chased it, he got a bit of a ricochet fair enough off from McLean's, but I'm absolutely delighted for him. We brought him in,
Liam Buckley can't look at it. Come on, Gerard Doherty's a fantastic.
We were almost half a minute over the additional time that was allotted. We were all watching Doyle, and it was just a silly mistake to concede the penalty kick. Tammy McDonald's doing everything possible to put off Ian Turner. He's now eventually being chased out.
Gerard Doherty's a good record with penalties. Come on, Gerard.
So on the right foot, it's going to be Ian Turner for St Patrick's Athletic. As the boos ring out of Brandywell Stadium, he runs up on the right foot, and it's saved by Gerard Doherty. Gerard Doherty's outstretched leg saves the game as the final whistle is blown here at Brandywell Stadium. Gerard Doherty runs straight towards the Derry City crowd. Unbelievable scenes here at Brandywell Stadium. The St Pat's fans completely dejected. The Derry City media are going crazy. The players on the pitch are going crazy. Everybody out around us is going crazy except for those St Pat's fans over in Section A. Unbelievable. Simon Madden just can't believe what's happened. Neither can we, because somehow this game is finished. Derry City 1, St Patrick's Athletic 0. Get in there!